There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations like KXEL, News Talk 1540 in Iowa. I want to say hello to everybody listening on the mighty 800 AM, the information station, CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Everybody listening on KPAM in Portland, Oregon. And everybody listening on all the other great affiliates, border to border, coast to coast, as well as everybody listening around the world at GCNlive.com. You're in luck because in this hour of the program, we're going to continue a conversation that we started in the previous hour of the broadcast with the Vice President of the Auto Channel, Mark Rausch, who is standing by to tell us more about the latest in the world of alternative fuels, including some comments that Jay Leno made about ethanol as a fuel that is kind of contradictory to some earlier comments. And then from there, we're going to move on to a Boston guy like myself, although he now resides out in the Scottsdale, Arizona area. He's the CEO and president of this guy. Really was smart. He got this domain before anybody else. ClassicCars.com. He is the CEO and president of ClassicCars.com. And Roger Falcioni is really doing extremely well these days, not only listing classic cars for sale, but also offering content as well. Matter of fact, I did a little freelance writing for him in January covering the Mecum auction in Kissimmee, Florida. And his editorial commander-in-chief is Larry Edsel, who's a great guy, and looking forward to talking to Roger. Also, in this hour of the program, we're going to play some trivia, because you guys love to play trivia, and we've got not one, not two, but three prizes for you. Some free wash drop samples, the new way to wash your car. We've also got something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage with your name on it. And in addition to that, the folks at Haynes Manuals are going to give you a free Haynes Manual. And this is worth a lot of bucks for your vehicle. So we'll throw out a trivia question right now. What was the first Japanese car to be produced in the good old U.S. of A.? The first Japanese car to be produced in the United States. I'm going to give you a hint here. I'm going to give you some brands. It was either a Mazda, a Honda, a Toyota, or a Nissan. But you had to tell me specifically which particular model of that particular brand was the first to be produced here in the U.S. The telephone, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. We go back to the executive vice president and the brainchild behind the autochannel.com. It is a wonderful website, as I said earlier. For years, they were on the cutting edge and streamed my program live, and so enjoyed my time working with Mark and Bob Gordon from the Auto Channel, and looking forward to getting involved in some video endeavors in the not-too-distant future. But before the top of the hour news break, we were talking about Jay Leno, and recently Jay has moved over from Popular Mechanics to Auto Week magazine and wrote an article kind of contradicting some of his earlier views on ethanol. And this is never a good thing for folks in 2015, because there are so many sources of information out there, Mark, and we live in such a 24/7 environment and a soundbite environment, and when somebody kind of contradicts himself like this, it can cause a whole lot of confusion.
Yes, that's true. By the way, Bob, before we go back to that, when you speak to Roger in the next interview,
yeah,
tell him I said hello.
Absolutely.
I know Roger from a long time ago. The last time I saw him was at an Indy 500 race. But anyway, but I haven't seen him in a long time. Anyway, so sorry. Yes, I mean, the good thing and the bad thing about the internet is it's there. So if you said something in the past and you are sort of embarrassed about it, then somebody's going to find it. And I think that Jay could have explained himself better. I think he could have explained the situation better. But as I said, he didn't say, I love it for new cars, newer cars. I hate it for older cars, and here's the reasons. He just made it a blanket statement, and he said to the readers, you should contact your local politicians and demand the end to the renewable fuel program, and RFS. And that's sort of, it's not correct. And it's not correct because he was saying that it's limiting our choice. In other words, if there's ethanol, it limits our choice. It's not limiting our choice. It gives us a greater choice. For years, we had no choice. For years, we were forced to use leaded gasoline, which is poison. And it's only now that there's the opportunity to have E10, E85, hopefully E15, maybe E20, E30, E40. And if you really want gasoline that has no ethanol, so fine. I don't know anybody who goes out and says there should not be gasoline without ethanol. I think that we all know that there are some reasons to have it, and if people want to have it, so have it. But gasoline with ethanol is better than gasoline with lead. It's better than gasoline with any other petroleum-based product that they could put in that is meant to do what ethanol does, which is it stops the knock in your engine. And so the funny part is when people will say, God, you hear ethanol can damage your engine. Well, no. Gasoline that does not have an anti-knock ingredient can damage your engine. And so that's what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Jay didn't say that. So that was my big problem with what he wrote. And I thought that his launch into the so-called food versus fuel debate was inappropriate because his facts are wrong, are completely wrong. Mm-hmm. One, and number two, it has nothing to do with what he's writing about and what he normally is talking about. And he, you know, he's talking about his Duesenberg. So the question is, how many people have Duesenbergs in America? And you see what I'm saying? So,
yep.
So if you're saying, like, oh, poor Jay, poor very, very rich Jay who has all these cars, and so the whole rest of America should use a fuel that is not as good and that's poisonous just so that Jay's Duesenberg, you know, he doesn't have to buy a new, piece of rubber for one of his fuel, for a fuel system or something. It doesn't make sense. And I know he's gotten a lot of flack about it. I haven't seen anything in which he has come back to try to explain or apologize for some of the comments.
Yeah, it seems like he needs to do that because it certainly has stirred up a bit of a hornet's nest. Let's talk about CNG. When we did the interview in L.A. a couple of years back, L.A. is the greenest of the North American auto shows, the four big ones for journalists, which we see the introductions of concept vehicles and production vehicles, and every year they give away a major green award there. And Honda has won this award two times for a CNG vehicle, which still is only produced in extraordinarily limited numbers. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you a little bit more about CNG and your passion for CNG, and you can inform all of our listeners why you are so passionate about this type of fuel. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season is more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
This is the thing I love about live radio. You never know what's going to happen, and we didn't intend to have Mark Roush, the executive vice president from the Auto Channel, on for such a long visit, but it's been such a pleasant one that we continue to have him on board with us. We got Roger Falcione, the big guy, the president and CEO of ClassicCars.com, in the on-deck circle, and both Roger and I are Boston natives and longtime Red Sox fans, so you're going to hear a little Red Sox talk coming up here. But in the meantime, we're talking with the executive vice president of theautochannel.com, Mark Rausch. And Mark, before the break there, I was telling folks about your personal passion about CNG vehicles, and I remember when we did that television interview out at the LA Auto Show that you have up very kindly at theautochannel.com right now for folks to check out. And this was a year in which the Honda was given the award again for the second time, and yet, you know, a number of years have clicked by, and still we don't see any mass production of these vehicles. And yet, you'll tell the listeners a lot better than I, this is such a vast resource that the U.S. is sitting on.
Yes, the CNG, we're the largest, or next to being the largest producer of CNG in the world, and it's been that way for quite a while. CNG has come into the news a lot lately because of the whole fracking thing about making CNG from, you know, needing more fracking because of CNG. The oil industry wants to do fracking because they want to get at some more oil, and therefore they have reversed their position on CNG, and they are now in support of CNG, because they think that that will give them a leg up on being able to do more fracking to get to the oil. And, of course, CNG is produced primarily from oil and from the refining process. But for a long time, the oil industry was against CNG because they saw it as a competitor to gasoline, which is their primary product. And, in fact, some years ago, they even started, they were really behind the beginning of the Natural Gas Vehicles of America Association. And it was housed in their building in Washington. And they were doing it to try to show the politicians that they were helping to look for a new way, to look for some alternative fuel. But they really got in the way. They didn't look to find any ways. It was sort of a front. But CNG is a great fuel. I think I told you on the interview at the time when gasoline in California was $4 and I was paying about $1.88 a gallon. Gasoline now is less, but the CNG is of course also less. I don't think it's as much less as it was then, but that's simply because there is a bottom line of how low things can go. But the fuel is great. A lot of the lies that have been told for many years about CNG are the same lies that are told about ethanol, which is that you get less miles per gallon, it's less powerful, that it's, they say, another lie is that it actually pollutes more than gasoline or diesel. And those are just not true. The mileage is the same. The power is the same. The engine that I have in my van is a V8. It's a Ram 1500 V8 factory installed, and it gets the same miles as I would get as if I had a gasoline version of it. The big downside, if there is one, is that the tanks require a lot more space. So my van can only handle my tanks are about 12.5 gallons of equivalent fuel, and by comparison, if it was a standard gasoline van, it probably would have 20 gallon tanks, so my total range would have been greater, but the miles per gallon are the same, and the savings is significantly different. The power is the same, and it is less polluting. And a story that I don't think I've told you, because I don't think I've spoken to you since, but I had to have my van smog checked, and I had to have my Ford Taurus. I have a 2002 Ford Taurus non-flex fuel that I use ethanol in. I put E85 in it, and I do my own splash blending. And I had to have them both smogged. And both of them not only passed in flying colors, but the Taurus virtually showed no particulate matter. There, when you get your SMOG report, and there are these three categories, and it'll, you know, like they'll say, the bottom line passing is that you have to have 118. It's got to be better than 118 particulates per blah blah blah, right? And they have that the three different categories. Well, the results on my Taurus was 0, 1, and 0. And
wow.
So I said to the guy, how could it be so low? So he said, I said, do you have an answer? Now, I knew the answer. The answer was I've been using ethanol. But he didn't know that. So he said, well, you must keep this car in really good condition. And I laughed because I don't. I drive it. It's a Beta. And I drive it just to prove the point that you could run ethanol as you go on E85 on any modern car, you know. Anyway, but now, so the CNG van, the results weren't as great as that, but they were still great. They were remarkable. And again, the smart person commented on that to say, wow, you must really keep this in great shape. And I don't. There's nothing I'm doing. I'm like any guy on the street who gets his oil changed too late and has his air filters changed far too late and all the rest. But they did well because I'm using a better, cleaner fuel.
Yes.
So I like CNG. So I like them both. I like CNG and I like them both.
Certainly, we all love the price of gas right now, but, you know, it isn't likely to stay this low forever. And when you look at the vast resources that the U.S. sits on with CNG, this is something that we definitely have got to explore more. And something we've definitely got to do more is have you, Mark Rausch, Executive Vice President of the Auto Channel, back with us here on Auto World on a much more regular basis. But in the meantime, as a surprise, let's punch up the man that you wanted me to say hello to. You can do it yourself. Let's bring forth the President and CEO of ClassicCars.com, Roger Falcione. Roger, or do we have him?
Hello.
Hey, say hello to Mark Rausch, who wanted to send his greetings to you.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks. I think the last time we spoke was it just after you had gotten involved with the Classic Car website. But, of course, I hadn't spoken to you before that since before you sold your other thing to the toy car company. Right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're up against a break, guys, but thank you very much, Mark, and we'll talk with Roger straight ahead.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Yes, I'm telling you that we don't have a winner yet on our trivia quiz, and I'm a little bit surprised because this is not a hard one. We've had a lot of guesses, a lot of online guesses. The first Japanese car to be produced in the United States, I'll give you a hint, it was the state of Ohio. It was either a Honda, a Mazda, a Toyota, or a Nissan. We've had a lot of people guess Nissan. That's not correct. We've had a lot of people guess Mazda. That is not correct. We've had a lot of people guess other brands from Japanese manufacturers, but that isn't even in the mix. So I'm going to leave it here. It's either a Honda or it's a Toyota. Which one is it? Three cool prizes await for you. Wait to the winner, the person who gets the correct answer, one from the Busted Knuckle Garage, one from Wash Drops, and one from Haynes Manual. Right now, we first off apologize to our very special guest, Roger Falcione, who we pushed ahead a little bit in the program because we've had one of these shows. Roger, this is what happens when you do live radio. Sometimes people are early, sometimes people are late, sometimes things go a little longer than expected, but we so appreciate your patience, and we are such a big fan of ClassicCars.com.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said to Mark, we need to have you on a much more regular basis as well. You're the CEO and president of ClassicCars.com. I was honored to do some writing. Your editorial commander-in-chief there, Larry Edsel, gave me an assignment to cover the Mecum Kissimmee auction, which I did so for you, so I was very pleased to do that. But before we get into talking about cars, I know you're a huge Red Sox fan. I lived in Boston all of my life up until the last year or so, and someday I may be back there, but lifelong Red Sox fan. Went to the 75 World Series as a kid. Carl Yastrzemski was my ultimate hero. My aunt actually dated Ted Williams. She's now 86
wow.
years old. Yes, and has a lot of a lot of memorabilia on the Saint. The reason why she got the date with Ted Williams is that Hall of Famer, Red Sox Hall of Famer, and Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Cronin, player and also ex commissioner of the American League and Major League Baseball, I believe, was a neighbor. And so my aunt used to babysit some of Mr. Cronin's children. So that's how the connection to Ted came, because Joe was manager of the Red Sox back in those days. But I know you're a big Red Sox fan, and we have another mutual friend, another ex-Boston person, Tara Barkas Mello, and I know she's told me a number of times that you guys have gotten tickets to All-Star games and all kinds of cool stuff. So isn't it great to see the Red Sox have the wonderful success that they've had in recent years? And, of course, 2004 was just a payback for so many almost.
Absolutely. In fact, I was fortunate enough to be at the 2004 Game 4 of the World Series with my son in St. Louis.
Wow.
It's hard to even explain it. There were quite a few Red Sox fans there, and on the third out, some of the folks were crying. It was just an unbelievable experience.
I can only imagine. And you know, as it's been portrayed on that, I don't know if it's still in production, but the McCarthy's, the Boston-based sitcom from one of the major networks, I believe it's CBS, the father, the gentleman playing the father in that sitcom, he had tears in his eyes talking about that moment that the Red Sox won the World Series finally in 2004. And I think of all the great Red Sox fans from years ago that never lived to see that day. I mean, it was truly remarkable. And you have to be a Bostonian. You have to grow up around Fenway Park and the passion that is there, even when it's the bad years. I mean,
even the bad years, absolutely.
Yeah, they sell out Fenway in good times and bad times. And
yeah.
I personally, my aunts had season tickets for like 50 plus years, were there through the 40s all the way, you know, up through the 90s. And it's amazing the number of folks that had season tickets that they knew for you know, that length of time, 30, 40 years season ticket holders that never met a game. It was just remarkable.
It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, an interesting story, you probably have heard this, but the day after the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, a record was broken that more flowers were sold in Boston than ever before in history. People putting bouquets on their fathers, their uncles, their grandfathers' graves, with notes that finally it happened, you know, things like that. It was just an incredible 2 weeks in Boston. Really amazing.
Absolutely. Well, I share your passion for the Red Sox and share your passion for classic cars. And, boy, you were a very smart gentleman nabbing this domain, classiccars.com. It doesn't get any easier than that to find it. And since you've taken on this endeavor, it is just blown up. I mean, Larry Ensel was sharing with me some of the stats of the website. I mean, you guys have more vehicles listed for sale than just about anybody out there, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We've got about a little over 30,000 vehicles for sale at any given time. Over 2.6 million visitors per month, Bob, so it's been really great. And as far as searches are concerned, 6.5 million searches for classic cars a month. So, you know, we combined that, and about a year and a half ago, we started to realize that we had a great site, a really good marketplace. But as you know, marketplaces are for buyers and sellers, and we wanted to have something there for folks even when they're not buying and selling. And that's when we started the blog that you mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, with Larry Ensel being our main editor. And it's really worked out great for us. It's continued to expand our presence in the hobby and the industry, and it's worked out really, really well for us.
Yeah, I really applaud you for doing that. I was a radio host and writer and blogger and streaming TV host for Motor Trend for 10 years, and I worked under four editors-in-chiefs, but the last one, a Brit, Angus McKenzie, you know, he really saw the future in that, you know, the world was evolving, that a website like Motor Trend or a website like ClassicCars.com has really become a multimedia portal that's a 24-hour, 24/7 asset, you know, to folks in the hobby, that you can go there and like you say, now you can read these blogs, you can search for cars. It's a different world than not that long ago.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, an interesting thing is that about 40% of our traffic is coming in on mobile devices. So the world is changing. There's no question about that. And digitally is the way to get the word out. Besides our for sale by owners, we also have about 500 classic car dealers across the country that advertise their cars on our site. So very, very vibrant.
Excellent. Recently, the Fast and Furious movies just released their seventh one, which features a classic Dodge Challenger. And I understand the values of those Challengers have just leapt in value in recent times.
You know, it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, product placement, Bob, has been in the movies and TV now, you know, for quite a while, especially with people, you know, skipping over TV ads and so forth. But what's really cool about this is that oftentimes the cars become the stars of the show. And in this particular one, Fast and Furious 7, it's a 1969 Dodge Charger that's driven by the hero Vin Diesel. And it's really taken off. And if I can share with you a couple of numbers that we have.
Sure. Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, Roger, we'll get all that information and lots of other cool things we're going to tell you about ClassicCars.com with the president and CEO. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Well, we finally have the answer to this trivia question, which has been lingering. What was the first Japanese car to be produced in the United States? It was in Ohio. It was the Honda Accord. And the winner is Peter in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Thank you, Peter. Quick question to follow up on that. What was the first year of the Corvette? They only made 300 of them, and they all were white. What year was it? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. We're chatting with the president and CEO of ClassicCars.com, Roger Falcione, who's telling us about the movie Fast and Furious 7, or Furious 7, revs up interest in classic Chargers, and I understand that ClassicCars.com has just seen an incredible increase in customer searches. Tell us a little bit more about some of these facts and figures.
Certainly. So, Bob, the first weekend, the movie brought in $143 million, a record for April. So that got us to looking at the 5 days prior to the movie being released and matching it up against 5 days afterwards. So on our site, searches for all Dodges of all years were up 23% 5 days after the movie. And searches for all of 1969 Dodge Chargers were up 59%, and all years of Dodge Chargers up 118%. So the franchise has been good for Dodge, no question about it, and Dodge has been good for the franchise. So it's worked out real well for them.
Absolutely. And, of course, these muscle cars of that era in recent years have just gone through the roof, and certainly some of them are unobtainable, but there are some of these Charger RTs out there, and I did a little searching around on ClassicCars.com. There's some bargains to be had. There's some great vehicles that you can do some restoration work on, and, you know, you're not looking to bring it to a Concours event or something like that, but you can have lots of fun with a really cool old vehicle.
You know, Bob, that's a great point. A lot of times people will look at the headlines about, you know, Ferrari's going for top dollar and, you know, the truly, you know, great collector cars. But to get into the hobby, you know, it's wonderful to get into some of these cars that you can actually do some work on, customize them to the way you want them to look like and really enjoy them. And so you're absolutely right. There are cars at all different price points for folks that want to get into the classic car hobby.
Yeah, and I'm always encouraging folks to do that because, you know, even if you got a $5,000 budget or a $10,000 budget, you know, as you point out, folks watch the television coverage of the Barrett Jacksons and the Meekums and some of the other sales out there. I mean, some of the real high-end sales, the RMs and the Goodings and some of these numbers that are thrown around, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, the record just set recently out in Monterey, I believe it's $37.5 million for a single Ferrari. I mean, as great as that is, I mean, it's a little bit of a turnoff for the average person because they think like, oh, it's a real rich person's game. Well, it is on that level, but it doesn't mean that you can't go out and buy yourself a $5,000 MG or a 65 Mustang and just have a ball. And the thing that I found being around the automotive hobby in the last 20, 25 years, really all of my life, in addition to being a radio guy, is you meet so many great people and great friends, and it transcends generations, it transcends income levels. You'll see, you know, a brain surgeon talking to a plumber about the same car.
That is so true. And, you know, when you start looking at some of these cars, as you know, classic cars evoke passion and great memories. So for baby boomers, it was the muscle cars. And for young people in the, you know, that were just getting their license or in high school and college in the 80s and 90s, it was the Japanese tuner cars and the sport compacts. You know, your question of the day today, a great one. You know, so what cars are starting to come up that haven't really are just starting to gain some momentum? Some of these old some of the Japanese cars are doing very, very well. You know, like 70s Datsuns, 240Zs, 260Zs, the Nissans 280s, and the 350s from the 80s. All of those cars and Toyota Celicas, these are the cars that we're really starting to see now gain in popularity. Their prices are still fairly reasonable, but starting to really catch on. On the American side, Firebirds are really big and still reasonably priced. Oldsmobile 442s are great. And, you know, you mentioned the Mustangs, you know, and some of these muscle cars have started to gain and appreciate in prices and so forth. The more affordable Ford Falcons, for example, are becoming more popular as a Mustang alternative, if you will. So, you know, they're reasonably priced and starting to go up. So there's quite a bit out there that folks can go in and start getting involved in the hobby.
Absolutely. We got a trivia question out there. The first year for the Corvette, everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, we are live. Unlike a lot of weekend programs, which are on tape, we are live. So don't hesitate to chime in or any of our other great affiliates from coast to coast, or if you're listening online at GCNLive.com, or if you have a question for our special guest, President and CEO of ClassicCars.com, Roger Falcioni. And Roger is really on the cutting edge of classic car news and just a wonderful site. You must check it out. And the other thing, too, we should touch on is the fact that not only have you got some great vehicles on ClassicCars.com, but you also have a lot of advertisements and partners with folks who can help out if you're just getting into the classic car hobby or if you're a longtime classic car collector.
Absolutely, Bob. And in fact, an interesting number, about 80% of the classic cars that are sold across state lines. And so when you think about it, you know, if you're looking for a late model car, you're more likely going to want to get a car that's fairly close to your home and so forth. But if you're looking for a very specific 69 Camaro, for an example, or color, and it just happens to be three states away, that's not a problem. So there are a lot of services that come into play, services like transport, for an example. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to buy and maintain a classic car. So we have services like that, like insurance, for an example, financing, all that sort of stuff that will help somebody get into a classic car. And in keeping with that, 80% being outside state lines, 50% of the cars, and this is an incredible statistic, are cars that are bought sight unseen. And so what we've also done is through our sister company, Road Ready Inspections, we provide classic car inspections for nationwide, and people and our ASE certified mechanics will go in there and do a 158-point inspection of the car. And we've gotten some great feedback from that, and that's really helped people in their negotiating of a car, and also to make sure that the car is exactly what they're looking for and to expect the reality of what the car is. Remember, these cars are 50 years old. They're a lot of fun to work on. They're not brand new cars. There are going to be some slight things that are, that might have to be maintained or fixed. But it's all a labor of love, and those are the kinds of things that you mentioned, Bob. When you go into a car show, those are the sort of things that you're going to talk about. You're going to make some new friends as you explain some of the individuality of the particular car that you have. So very, very interesting a part of the classic car world.
Roger, we're going to get you back in the next couple of weeks to talk about something that you're an expert on, and that's some vehicles that are out there right now that can be purchased at a relatively affordable price, as you pointed out with the Falcon, but there are many others, such as the BMW 2002 and a whole list that you put together, the Javelin from AMC, the MX Javelin, the Porsche 928 S4. I really want to get into the nuances of this and also talk a little bit about the spring and getting your vehicle ready for the spring. If you've put your classic away, that's always a topic that is very important to get out there on the airways. But one question I have for you, because I've heard this rumor, is it true that, you know, some of the funky vehicles of the 70s, let's say the Pacer and the Gremlin, are people actually collecting these now? Are these becoming hot?
Yes. Yes. I can only say one word. Yes, the Corsair. Cars that you would never imagine are in fact. And remember, they always evoke a great memory, so that's important.
Absolutely. Roger, we'll book you within the next 2 weeks to get you back here. Roger Falcioni, the president, CEO of ClassicCars.com. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.